Hello and welcome to Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host Tiara, aka Mama T, and on this podcast we explore the journey of coming home to ourselves through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. And by coming home to ourselves, I really mean living a life of our desires, understanding who we are, really connecting to our true and authentic selves so that we can make the choices to continue to move forward and take radical self-responsibility for creating the life that we've always dreamed of. So with that, I want to talk to you a little bit more about who I am and what I do. I feel like I wax poetically about life and manifestation and meditations and all of that goodness, but I don't know if I've ever really fully encompassed what I can do to help support you in living your dream life. So, of course, you can always continue to listen to the podcast, go to my YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and catch the little daily clips of inspiration, moments of little Mama T energy moments, if you will, and do that easily by just turning on notifications, following in all the places and spaces, and just being there, right? Super simple. But the other options are, you know, working one-on-one with me, which I love, so we can take a deep dive into exactly what it is that you're looking to create for yourself. So what does that look like? How do I coach? All that good stuff. I find myself, like, the image that comes to mind is as I go through life, as I work with people, I have the pleasure to have emotional luxury, right? The privilege to experience that. And I would love to share all of that with you. And that means that I have healthy boundaries, okay? I like to envisioning yourself, let's say, you're going through something, you're struggling, you are looking for a way out. Maybe you are in a hole of your own making. It is what it is, you know, like life is full of choices. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize these itty bitty little choices that we've made throughout the course of our life turn into like something huge later on, you know, 35, 40 years later, we're like, oh, wait a minute. How did I get here? What am I doing? What even, like, there's not even one little thing that I can say that put me into this place, but now I'm in this hole and I don't like it. I don't want to be here. You can think of it as a hole. You can think of it as a box. You can think about whatever. I just know that I'm uncomfortable. I don't like it. And I don't want to be here anymore. Okay, great. Awareness is like the first step. Okay. Awareness is the first step, but the next step is actually choosing to get out of the hole. Cause sometimes we can have the awareness that like, hey, I hate it here. I don't like it here. But we can choose to say that, but there's no other way that I can be. You can choose that there's no other way. I would encourage to choose there is no other way that I know how to be, but being open to the opportunity to have another option. That is my recommendation. But you can choose to say that, like, there's no other option. This is the life that I'm in, and this is just what I'm gonna have to do for the rest of it, and I have to figure out how to be content with it. That's a choice, very much a choice. Sometimes the universe, God, source, whatever you like to lean into, will force you to choose otherwise. But sometimes you just kind of like sit in it, yeah. And in the work that I do, I love to support you in getting out of that hole. And the visual aid is like, okay, we're in this hole. I personally am not going to climb into the hole with you because it's a magical hole, right? Like this magical hole that we've created out of our own choices and our life experiences and our own belief structure and all of that. And as much as it would be so nice if someone could climb into that hole with us and just like pick us up and carry us out, the magic of the hole is that we have to do the work ourselves. Now, there are, like, people can build a ladder and throw a rope and do all sorts of things. They can throw in food and nourishment and love. They can even come and visit us in said hole and hug us and hold us. But at the end of the day, they get out of the hole easily, effortlessly, because it's not their whole, right? It's yours. It's ours, right? And then we have to find a way to remove ourselves. We can ask for the support, and hopefully we have a loving, beautiful support system. That's where I come in, to help get us out of said hole, help us make the choices to climb up and climb out and get out. But at the end of the day, even if somebody could come in and like lift you up and carry you out, somehow you would slip and fall backwards and be back into that same hole, because we didn't learn the lessons that it takes to get out. That's the thing. If we think about people who seem to always get into a relationship and then it ends poorly, and then the relationship seems, they move on to somebody else, but there's not, the relationship seems to just be the same as the previous relationships. Completely different person, but somehow they're still living out the same scenarios, the same experiences, even if it's a completely different human being. That is because we didn't learn the lesson the last time. We didn't learn anything from it. So we have put ourselves back into the hole, right? And so what I'm here to do is help to bring awareness, help you to build that radical self-responsibility, build and receive the tools you need to make the choices, to make the changes, to make the creations of the life that you desire. And that's what I love working on, right? I love working with you on that. And we can use so many different tools. I will say that I've sat with my life and been like, all right, well, when I look at my life, I went down, like, I knew I wanted something to change, right? Like, I knew that I wanted something different, that I wasn't, like, I was content, don't get me wrong, and there's nothing wrong with contentment, but I was like, I need something more. I want something more. I am deserving of something more. My life has more for me. I just felt like there was more. There was an extraordinary experience that was meant for me. And so I went on a journey to find it. Honestly, you know, there are multiple pivotal points. And I feel like if I really wanted to go into where it fully started, it started with someone mentioning the law of attraction and the book and the movie, The Secret. At the time, The Secret was on Netflix. I don't know if it's still there. Check it out. And it started with hearing about The Secret and the concept of ask, believe, receive. You can find it in the Bible. You can find it in a lot of spiritual practices. You ask for whatever it is that you desire to experience in this world. You believe that it's going to happen. You believe it's going to show up for you. You believe, you get into alignment, and there is a lot of dogma and there is a lot of belief structures all built around like how we can believe more in ourselves and actions and activities that we can do to put us in the frequency of whatever it is that we're desiring. And that's something we can kind of dive into one-on-one when you work with me. But like, that seems to be the quote-unquote hardest part for people, is the believe. And then there is the receiving, right? And the receiving is simply like, you know, Christmas morning, birthdays, whatever you believe in which you get the opportunity to receive gifts from people who love you and care for you and want to share and celebrate with you and you for you being you, just like letting it all come in. And I think that's also like can be a struggle for some people, right? When we think about receiving, some people might actually feel like obligated to do something in order to receive. And so that also goes back into that believing. Like, do you believe that you have to work for something? Do you believe that there is conditions tied to anything that you receive in your life experience? Yeah? All sorts of things that we would have to discuss and talk about to kind of unpack all of that goodness. But yeah, so my journey started in the spiritual, the understanding, the idea of manifesting and creating and taking control of my life came from that. And then from there, I was led into spaces where I could learn about rituals and utilizing the energies of the universe, the world, God, source, nature, right? The moon cycles and leveraging the energy that is already here for us, with us. And we can get into, you know, whether you know, you believe Christianity, whatever, like, again, one-on-one conversation, if that's something that you want to dive into, on how to tie this kind of work into what you your current belief structure is, if you want to choose to maintain that current belief structure. What I believe has no bounds on what you believe, and I don't want to put my belief structure onto you. You get to choose, right? You get to choose. And I think that is super important. And I think that's super helpful, right? For people to feel comfortable in creating their own belief structure. And it's nice, like, if you're actually that curious, just so you can have an understanding of how maybe you want to structure your beliefs. But you don't have to do what I do. You don't have to believe what I believe. You get to believe what you believe. And I think that's really, really important, as long as we're, you know, good people and loving people and coming from a place of love and leadership and sharing and just goodness. I really could care less about all the minutiae all around. And with that, so I went from there, you know, learning about moon rituals and into the world of like crystals and having like physical tangible things to align with. So actually that's so funny, I didn't even prepare with this. Like, I decided this was actually the first crystal I ever bought, and it is a labradorite, and the lighting is not doing it any justice, but it has these beautiful blue flashes on it. And I believe this was like the very first crystal I ever purchased, and I remember like walking around with it in the morning and just holding on to it and connecting with it. And it's in the shape of a heart, so it's love, right? And I'm working more with love right now, and so I pulled it back out and going, like, you know, reconnecting with this crystal. And so I think that's super amazing that I had it with me just to show you. So, like, you know, first one that I've ever bought, and now I have so many, and I love it. And you get to work with multiple at one time, you get to work with like whatever. I just like to have them in my energy. And of course, if you, you know, I'm not wearing them right now, but the bracelets, the rings, the earrings, all of that, you know, a part of my aesthetic, but also like it's a part of the support tools that I have, that I use. It's not the crystal doing anything for me in the sense that like the crystals are doing the work, like I talked about in the beginning, right? We have to dig ourselves out of the hole, but you can see the crystals as like the ladder, the rope, the food, the nourishment, the energy frequencies of crystals. And I don't want to get into like a whole different thing. I've had Karina on here, and we can do another one if you really have questions about specific crystals and all that kind of stuff. I recommend that you let me know, and I can reach out to her, and we can have another conversation for you. Or you can watch that video and then go to all of her stuff that's linked over there. But anyways, so the frequencies help us to bring more awareness around whatever that crystal kind of supports, whether it's love, whether it's magic, whether it is intuition, communication, whatever. It brings up opportunities for us to practice, us to connect, us to understand deeper and within that realm of our experience. And it's pretty cool. And sometimes we don't realize what's happening. And if we're not conscious of what's happening, then it just feels like we're in this chaotic-ish storm, and we don't have to be. We can, when we are conscious, which is why I think it's really important if you are just learning to like work with these different tools to understand what they provide. Like, you can say, oh, well, like, I really want to manifest $1 million, and then you buy all the crystals that are related to having money and receiving money, and then all of a sudden you're experiencing money troubles and you're like, wait a minute, and like you're just like this, it doesn't work, right? A lot of times we think, oh, it doesn't work, but honestly it's more like, oh, actually it is working, but it's working in teaching you a lesson to get you out of this hole again, teaching you a lesson. And how, so I like to say, at least with the crystal might not say it out loud to you, but working with me, I'll say it out loud. I'll tell you, I'll point it out for you. So it makes it a little bit easier to understand and bring awareness to it, right? Point and guide you in the correct direction. So from the world of crystals to more rituals to, I believe the next big step was Reiki. I think I had a numerology report and I found out that I'm a ruling number 10 and all of these really cool things and learned about the different decades of my life and what to expect in that energy as I move forward. And I just realized that I turned 34, and 34 is a whole new spot. I should go back and read what to expect. And having that knowledge and that awareness puts me in a place that I can, even if there's something, some chaos coming my way, that I can put myself in a grounded space that I understand that this is happening for a reason. And I can come at it with grace, ease, and emotional luxury. Yeah, we don't like avoid all the lessons, but we get to choose how we move through them, move with them, bringing God, Source, Universe along with us on this ride, so it feels so much easier and we can receive the lesson and implement the new practices so that we can create an even more extraordinary experience for ourselves. And it's nice to have people along on the ride with you to help support you on this journey. Again, hi, me. And so with that, I had that. And then from there, I went through a year of Reiki training and getting my Reiki Master Teacher certification. And I've worked in other different eccentric modalities that aren't necessarily super popular, but it's helped to frame my mindset and my belief structure around my capacity and my power. And I bring that energy, and that's Mama T energy. I've always had Mama T energy. I had people in high school calling me Mama T, right? I've always had that, but it's helped me to better understand and ground and amplify it through the world and utilize it in an ability to support you, right? I think back, like, I've always kind of wanted, I'm like, how do I make this my life? Like, how do I make this my livelihood? Because it comes naturally to me and it feels so good. And I love to talk to people and support people in their lives, the people that are ready to make the change, right? Like, I do find sometimes I'm talking to someone and it turns into like what I feel like a quote unquote therapy session. While I did not become a therapist and I didn't go down that route, sometimes I'm like, that would have been the more mainstream option for me. And I'm like, man, maybe I should have done that. But I don't think that was my calling, right? Like, again, it would have been the mainstream option and it wouldn't have put me in the place that I want to be in terms of the life experience. It would have put me, again, in a box, in a hole that I would have probably had to dig myself out of, right? But this life, this lesson, it's been a pretty epic journey. And this journey and my experiences are something that I can now bring to the table when I lean into helping you and helping your experience. So I am currently launching Mama T Energy. And it is an opportunity for you to work with me at a lovely price, at a great offering, as we are learning and exploring this space. Like I said, Mama T energy is something that I've always had and something that always tapped into. Like, I'm the person at the bar that random people come up to and they just like feel the need to talk to me. They feel the need, they can feel something from me that like they just know that they're going to get something out of it. They don't know what it is, but like there's just like this natural need to be in my energy, be in my space. And I've always had that. And this is my opportunity to really create a life around it in the world that we're living in, the society that we're living in. Unfortunately, we live in a society that involves like an energetic exchange of a monetary value in order to be able to have our basic needs of like food, water, like clean water to be frank, shelter. And then of course the like luxuries of life as well. A lot of it comes with a financial value at this point in the stage in the world that we're living in. So I am excited to be able to embark in a way to create a life where I am doing the things that come natural, that feel easy and effortlessly to me, that is in service of the people of the world and receiving an energetic financial exchange for it. So with that, all of that to say, I invite you, if you're curious about working one-on-one with me, to set up a time to like, let's set up a time to call. Let's set up a time to chat. You can go to my website, which is in the process of being shifted. So depending on when this posts, it could be either www.abubbly.life/luxuryliving, or you can find it on mamatenergy.com. How exciting is that, right? But at the end of the day, you know, you can always just straight up reach out to me. Just DM me, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. However we're connected. If you have my cell phone number, go ahead and call or text me and we can chat about the further work and moving forward and all of that. And even if you're seeing the price point on the website and you're like, I don't know if I can do that, please, but you feel called, like you're feeling called that like you know that you need to work with me, call me, reach out to me. We can figure it out. All right. We'll make it work so that we can grow and live an extraordinary life. And we can change the world by first loving ourselves, filling our own cups up, getting our cups overflowing so that we can put that love into the rest of the world and change the world one person at a time to a more extraordinary, loving, beautiful place. And with that, I hope you have a magical day. And I'll say ta-ta for now.